Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach shenechelet l'shnei yomim v'laylechud. You're allowed to eat this korban for 2 days and the one night in between. That's what we're dashing in this pasuk. So you see, you need an extra pasuk here because the pasuk says rishoyin and then it says laboiker. So stamuzah laboiker would have meant the first morning. Now that the pasuk says bayayim arishon, that says clearly you could eat it the whole first day. So what does the pasuk mean laboiker? It has to mean till the second morning. That means that a shlamim the shalmei chagigon that you bring on erev Pesach, not like ben tamer before that said it has the same din like a korban Pesach, only one day and one night, but rather it's a regular din shlamim that you can eat it for 2 days. So lima, that's the same nachayus. You dalash lechos shnei yomim v'laylechem. For the Gemara, the Brice says, Oyeinu, maybe not like that. Ela l'yoyim v'laylom. Maybe this korban chagiga like ben tamer holds, you can only eat it that day, Erev Pesach, and the night on El Lel Pesach. How do I know it means the second day also? Keshuwaimu, when the Pasuk says, Bayayim HaRishon, you can eat the first day. Oivazoi, the Pasuk says, Bayayim HaRishon LaBoiker. So what does the extra word LaBoiker come to tell me? It has to mean, Harei Boiker Sheni Yomer. That the word Boiker has to mean here the second day. Because the first day the Torah said, Bayayim HaRishon. So that means this Korban Chagiga you brought on Erev Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat on Yom Tov. You're allowed to eat the first day. So it says, until when can you eat it? Until the next morning. Oy, ainoy, maybe not like that. Ela boiker rishon. Maybe no. Maybe you're only allowed to eat it until the first morning. No, there's only that day and that night. But not more. The korban chagiga cannot be eaten for 2 days. It's only for 1 day. Shh. Right. Harei boiker sheni yoma. Oy, ainoy, ela boiker rishon. Maybe it's talking about the boiker rishon. We have a suffix now. The what? Harei boiker sheni yomer. B'yom rishon, boiker sheni yomer. Maybe not like that. El boiker rishon. Maybe gafort the pasuk is still saying no. This chagiga you can only eat until the first morning. That's all. It's only 1 day and one night. Abizoy amani mekayim chagiga hanecholus lishnei yomer v'lay lechud. There is a Mishnah that says that a korban chagiga with sitzer shlomim, you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night. Chutz mizu, only excluding one case. One case is not like that. But usually there's a cloud that a korban chagiga shlomim is necheles l'shnei yomim v'lay lechud. Now, and how do we know that? Ki shuwai meboy im neder oy nedova. Like Rashi explains, there's an extra word im. The apostle just should have said oy neder oy nedova. Why does it say im neder? It comes to teach us limud that this pasuk is talking about a shlomim. Now, regular shlomim, we know for sure you're allowed to eat it 2 days and a night in between. That's the loch of a regular korban shlomim. And the pasuk says here im neder, mashma another korban also, another type of a shlomim also has this din of 2 days and one night. What is it including? Limud is coming to teach us al chagigas yudalid. That the korban chagiga that you bring on Erev Pesach in a case when you don't have enough meat from the korban Pesach that would bring an extra chagiga, how long can you eat that korban chagiga? Al chagigas yudalid shenecheles lebeis yomim v'lay lechad. That korban is a regular din shlomim. You can eat it for 2 days and one night, the night in between. That's this braisa. So the kitzur was saying now that the reason why the pasuk says you can eat it for 2 days is because it says bayayim harishon. That means the first day. Then La Boiker has to mean to the second morning. Mashma, if I wouldn't have said the word Bayom Rishon, I would say, what does the word La Boiker alone mean? It means the first morning. This is the Kashan of Kana. You see from the Pasuk, the word La Boiker always means the first morning. So the only reason why we say here it means the second morning, because here the Pasuk says clearly, Bayom Rishon, La Boiker. But if not for the word Bayom Rishon, La Boiker itself would mean the first morning. That's the Kashan of Kana. Rav Kana's Mashma, no. The word Boiker alone could mean the second morning. So the only reason why he says it means the first morning, because the next Pasuk says Rishon. But if not for the word Rishon, Rav Kana holds Boiker can mean Boiker Sheni for the Emurim. That's the Kashan. This Tana says clearly not like that. Here the Tana says the word Boiker always means the first morning. And only in this Pasuk does it mean the second morning, because the Pasuk says Bayayim HaRishon La Boiker. So that was his Kashan of Kana. Taksi blaze kasha no kana. Now the Gemara explains the Sobraisim. Omamar, oyeinoi, maybe not like that. Ela boiker rishon. We're saying now that what's a limo that the chagiga you bring on Erev Yom Tov, how long can you eat it? For 2 days, like a regular din shlomim. So the Brayis says, maybe not like that. Or Yain Bala Baker Rishon. Maybe you could only eat until the first morning. Maybe it's like a carbon Pesach. For the Gemara, Ha'armut, you just got finished saying, Keshuayim B'yayim HaRishon. The Pesach here says clearly, B'yayim HaRishon, then Baker. Harei Baker Shein Yomer. For sure, the Pesach is saying, Baker, you're allowed to eat the meat until the second morning. So what are the Brayis saying, Ha'avimina? Maybe no. Maybe the Pesach means only the Baker Rishon one day. The Pesach says clearly 2 days. So Mar explains, this is what the Brayis meant to say. Hochi Kamam. This is what the Brayis meant to say. Oyeina, maybe not like that. Ella, I tell you, Pshan, this Pesach is, B'shtei Chagigas HaKosim Medaber. Maybe this Pesach is talking about the two different Korban Chagigas you bring. Which two Chagigas? E'achas Chagigas Yudalad, on Erev Pesach, in a case where you see that your Korban Pesach won't give you enough meat, then there's an Inyan to bring a Chagigam on Erev Yom Tov. V'yachas Chagigas Tezvav. And then on Yom Tov, even if you brought one on Erev Yom Tov, there's another chiyuv as chagigas yom tif, yishal mechagig, you have a chiyuv to bring on yom tif a korban chagiga. So the two different kabbonis as Pesach is talking about. Vizula boikroi. Maybe that's pshan this Pesach. That the Pesach says in the forum here, lo yolin min habosar ashatizbach berev, but yom arishin la boikir. That the Pesach is talking about the two different korban chagigas that you could bring. That means ashatizbach berev. If you brought a Korban Chagiga Erev Yom Tov, Vayayim HaRishon, if you brought another Korban Chagiga on Yom Tov itself, Al Shalmi Chagiga, until when can you eat these two Kavonas? La Boiker, only the next morning. Maybe that's the Brayis Kashem. Maybe that's Pshat the Pasuk. That both Chagigas you bring doesn't have the din of a regular Korban Shlomim, but it's only eaten until the next morning. That day, that night. When it comes the next morning, it's Pasul already. I, the Pesach says 2 times, for Yom HaRishon La Boiker, maybe the Pesach is talking about the 2 different Kavonis. The Tizbach Beriv, the carbon you brought yesterday, and for Yom HaRishon, the carbon you brought today, both Kavonis have a Din La Boiker, till the next morning. That's what the Brayis says. Maybe that's Pshat the Pesach. How do you know to say the Pesach is telling us, you have 2 days to eat your carbon Chagiga? So, Vizula Boiker, Zula Boiker, right? Hadirama, then the Brayis answers no. Elo, that can't be Pshat the Pesach. Why? Elo the Kaimlo. We know there's a klal that Chagiga Hanachelas Lashnayam V'Layla Echad. There's an extra Pesach we dashed for the word Im Neder to say that not only a regular Korban Shlomim, but even a Chagiga. There is a Korban Chagiga that you're allowed to eat it for 2 days and one night. There is such a Ribui. How do you have that case? Hesim Kain Im Neder on the Dova B'Mai. Where are you putting it? According to you, you want to dash in the Pesach this way, you're telling me now, the Pesach is saying both Chagigas, I Chagigas Yudalit, but Erev means the Korban Chagigas you brought yesterday on Erev Yom Tov, Chagsiv Bo Yoyim Valayla. You're telling me now it only means Boiker, just until the next morning. That means only that day and that night you can eat it, not more. I Chagigas Tezvov, if you want to tell me that the Korban Chagigas you brought on the first day Yom Tov, that has 2 days. Chagsiv Bo Yoyim Valayla. You want to tell me no, that this Pesach is saying the Korban Chagiga that you brought the Erev on Yudalid and by Yom HaRishon, the Korban Chagiga you brought on Tesvav on Yom Tov itself, both of them have the Lachawat La Boiker, only to one morning. That's all. So Vizoy Tekasha, to that Brysom, we have another Lima that's teaching us from this extra Pesach in Neder has come to teach us that not only a regular Shlomim, but even a Korban Chagiga also has 2 days and one night. Now how could that be according to you? Hey, that was the Brayis Kasha. You can't dash in a Pesach that way to say the Pesach means both Korban Chagigas is only 1 day. Because we have a Ribui that there is a Korban Chagiga that's Necha for 2 days. And we only have 2 types of Korban Chagigas. Either it's the Chagiga you bring on Yom Tov itself, or else it's Chagiga you bring Erev Yom Tov. So you can't tell me, Pshan the Pesach is, that both Chagigas is only until one morning. Because that's a spirit to this Russia. With Ash in the Pesach, in Neder, a Rebo, that there is a Chagiga, eat for 2 days and one night. So how could that be?
So the Gemara says, Ela hai lechagigas tezvov. It's the Pesach of Im Neder to tell me for 2 days. That's going on Chagigas tezvov.
The Heich, and this Pesach right now, Kula Kro lechagigas yudalid. Our whole Pesach is going on Chagigas yudalid. Lima da Chagigas yudalid, shenacheles lishne yomim v'layla echad. And Echanami. This whole Pesach is only going on a Chagiga you brought Be'eriv. So it's saying, Claude, the korban you brought Be'eriv on Erev Yom Tov, how long can you eat it? Vayayim HaRishon the first day, and La Boiker means until the second morning. So the diik now. Time with the kosa, the chsiv, this is the kashi really, that Rabbi Yosef had to Rav Kana. Why does this Tana now say with Dashin that you could eat this korban chagiga of Yudalid 2 days and one night? Why? Time with the chsiv b'yayim arishin, because the pasuk says this korban chagiga that you brought on Erev Yomtiv, you could eat it b'yayim arishin, and then it says la boiker. So la boiker has to mean here the second day. The my boiker, what does this boiker mean? Boiker sheni has to mean. Because boiker rishon, the pasuk says b'yayim arishin. So why do we say the word boiker means the second day? Only because it says b'yayim arishin. Ha kol heicho dechsiv boiker stama. Mashma, wherever the Torah only says the word boiker by itself, does not say the word b'yayim arishin, then the klal is boiker rishon. So you see clearly the word boiker always means till the first morning. The yafagad leitziv b'rishis. So this is the kashan of Kana. Rav Kana said, why do we say when the pasuk says the emurim, you have to burn it the first day and the first night, and not leave it over to the next morning? How do you know the next morning boiker means only the next morning? Maybe it means the second morning. Rav Kana said only because it says the word racious. But without the word racious, I would have said boiker could mean the second morning. That's the kasha. From this Tana we see not like that. This Tana saying clearly the word la boiker itself only means the first morning. That's all. No, why can you eat the korban chagiga of Erev Pesach? Why is it eaten for 2 days? Because the pasuk says, "Vayom harishon la boiker." Vayom harishon means you can eat it the first day, and la boiker means even the second day. So it's only because it said the word vayom harishon. Without the word vayom harishon, the word boiker itself means the first day. So that's what Rav Yosef's kasha was to Rav Kana, that you don't need the word racious to tell me boiker means the first day. Napshit, the boiker by itself means the first day. And what do you do with the word there, that pasuk, gracious bikuri ad moschon? You dash it for other things. It's talking about bikurim, other drushes. Yeah. So the Mishnah. Ha Pesach sheshochetu shelo lishmoi. V'Shabbos. Comes out Erev Pesach yishabbos. You're allowed to bring a korban Pesach on Shabbos. But instead of shechting it lishmoi, l'shem korban Pesach, you shecht it shelo lishmoi. So it's a pasuk korban Pesach. So churin now you didn't have Erev. Since this korban pesach is posel, because you took the korban pesach and you shechted it l'shem mishlamim, so the korban is posel. So mainly holds chayiv olav chatis. You know you did this on Shabbos, you chayiv chatis, because it's a posel korban pesach. So you made a shechita now on Shabbos. You had no right to do it. You chayiv chatis. So I l'chura chayiv chatis only b'shoygi, not the mezid. So Rashi says ukesava, this person thought k'shem shemut l'shmoi kach mutish lo l'shmoi. This person thought that he's allowed to bring the korban pesach even shlo l'shmoi. That's what he thought. So mainly he was a shaygig. He didn't know that if you do it shlo l'shmoi, you make the korban posel, and then you're doing an avera for Shabbos. So if the person does this on Shabbos, erev Pesach, he's chayiv v'chatis. What about v'shar kol hazvachim? Any other korban that you bring on this Shabbos, Shabbos erev Pesach, she'eshoch ton l'shem Pesach, that you had a korban shlomim, let's say, or you had a korban chatis, and instead of bringing it for the chatis, you had in mind now you want to do it for Pesach. Is a loch like this. Im einam ruin, if it's a korban that's not roy to be a korban Pesach, lemoshel, it was in a keva, or it was 2 years old, or it was a buck or a cattle, that's not roy to be a korban Pesach, then the loch is chayovim, chayiv, yechayiv Shabbos. Because why? You took a korban that you're not supposed to bring on Shabbos, and you shecht it on Shabbos. So you didn't have on Shabbos without a heter. So then, pshita yechayiv on for Shabbos, yechayiv v'chatis. What about v'im ruyim hein? Let's say you had a korban shlomim. Yeah, korban shlomim could be brought from any behemoth you want. So Yitaka had a young lamb that was 1 year old, that was a zocher. So a person could make a mistake and think this young lamb, he thought it was a korban Pesach. Really, it was a shlomim. And the guy took it now on Shabbos Erev Pesach, took this little lamb that's 1 year old, the Zohar, and instead of doing a Shem Shlom, he did a Shem Pesach. Now, why did he do the Shem Pesach? Because he was a toy, he made a mistake. He l'chura thought this lamb should have been a Korban Pesach. He didn't realize, he forgot it was a Shlomim. And he shechted it now on Shabbos. So what's the locha? The Chura is still doing an Aveira, because the Shlomim, he now on a shecht on Shabbos. So Chura still is a Shlomim. It's not a kosher Pesach. What's the locha? Reb Lezer Mechayev, Reb Lezer Chayev, Mechayev Chatis. Reb Lezer Nechnami, the guy is Chayev Chatis. Because right now he took this little sheep, this little lamb, it was only a korban shlomim. A korban shlomim we're not allowed to bring on Shabbos. So by making the shechita on Shabbos, call you did a malach on Shabbos, malach means yichayev chatis. V'yav Yeshua poiter, This is the chiddush of Yabishua. Yabishua holds no yepoter. Yepoter from the korban chatis. Why? I lechuri you did an aveira on Shabbos. You took the shlomim now and you shechted it on Shabbos. You have no right to do that shechita. It's called an aveira right now. So what is the old yepoter from chatis? Teretz says the old new yisoid. Otoye b'dva mitzvah is poter. So he thought right now this korban is a korban pesach. That's what he thought. And the ma'is it's a mitzvah to shecht the korban pesach today. So he made a mistake and he thought he's doing a mitzvah. If Yeshua swore is, if a person is a toy, he makes a mistake. The Sava shows a mitzvah, and he thinks he's doing a mitzvah. Even though really, this was only a korban shlomim, and you have no right to do it, still you're potter for nechatis. That's Yeshua's swore. What? Which ratio?
He thought he was doing
a mitzvah. Oh, the Gemara's in Yestakash. We'll soon see. No, there he didn't think he's doing. No, there's good. It's a Pesach Shas Shlom L'Shmoy. You took a Korban Pesach and you shecht L'Shem Shlomim. That's not called you doing it. That's not called you turning the Tavah Mitzvah. Because there's no mitzvah to bring a Shlomim on Shabbos. Yeah, but it's not called. Yeah. He made a mistake, but it's not called doing a Mitzvah. If you make. No. Yeah, that's no good. It's not just time you think you're doing a Mitzvah. It has to be you think you're doing something, and if it would be what you're thinking, you're allowed to do it. That's called it's a heter. But if you stam think you're doing something that's mutter, and really even what you think is awesome to do, that's not called Torah B'Mitzvah.
It's the same mitzvah.
Not the same case. The first case, he thought that the Korban Pesach would be crossed from the Shmoy. But what's the law? We'll see. Right. So Rav Lezer, Rav Yeshua, Svara Poitim. Omalei Rav Lezer. Rav Lezer answers back, no. Marim HaPesach. Madach by the Korban Pesach itself. Shomuta L'Shmoy. You're allowed to bring it on Shabbos Erev Pesach L'Shmoy. Moshenki Kishashin, where Shmoy Chayiv, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. On Erev Pesach, now the Shabbos. If you bring this Korban Pesach, and you shecht it now L'Shem Mishlomim, Yechayiv, or Bezoi Zvochim, or regular Zevach, or regular Korban Shlomim. Shein Asurim L'Shmon. If you would shecht this Korban Shlomim L'Shem Shlomim on Shabbos, Havadar it's also. Habazoi Kishashin Ashmon. Now that you change the name of the Shlom and make it into a Pesach, Ein Yodin Sheichayiv, Avad and Avad Yishibichayiv, Tainet Reb Lezer. His mother of the Korban Pesach, that you're allowed to bring the Pesach L'Shem Pesach. If you bring a Shlom L'Shmo Yichayiv, so Avad, another Korban, L'Shem Pesach should be Chayiv. O Malaria, Yeshua said no. Lo Yimamatim a Pesach, Sheshino B'Dover Osir. When you took your Korban Pesach, and you shechted l'shem shlomim, you're shechting now with the kavana to do something that you're not allowed to do. You're not allowed to bring a shlomim today. That's why you're chayiv. That's not called toyev b'dvar mitzvah. Because you're thinking to do a korban shlomim, there's no heter to do a shlomim on Shabbos. Tayomer, but if you tell me b'zvachim, when you bring a korban zevach, sheshino b'dovra mutter. We're talking about the avi korban shlomim here. Now, you thought that's a korban pesach. So you bring it now on Shabbos L'Dovra Mutter. So that's the Svara here of Yeshua says he's Mutter. You're not Chayim Chatis. Because what you think you're doing now is Mamash a Korban Pesach, that really a Korban Pesach is Mutter to bring. So since you think you're doing a Dvar Mitzvah, that's Mutter. O Malay Rablazer, Blazer says, I have another Kash in you. That can't be. A Murei Tzibo Yechichai. I'll bring your Raya, not like you, from the regular Korban Tzibor that you bring on Shabbos. Shei Mutorun L'Shmon. If you take any Musvei Shabbos or Tomer Shabbos that you're allowed to bring on Shabbos, if you bring them Lishmon, it's kosher. The Ashoichet Lishmon, Chayiv. If you shecht another Korban, take a regular Korban Shlomim, and you shecht it on Shabbos, Lishem or Musvei Shabbos, Avad Yechayiv? So you don't say the person's a Toyi B'Dvar Mitzvah, like he thought this Korban now is a Musaf. We don't say that Svara. So an Erev Pesach should be the same as Svara also. Even though you shechting Korban Shlomim now, L'Shem Pesach, so what? We still say, L'mais it's a Shlomim, and a Shlomim should be Chayiv. Or Malay, Bishur answer back, no, there's no Kasha. Lo Yimamata, your case is not Shver. We don't say in your case, Lo Yimamata, I don't say in your case, Be'emure Tzibur, where the person now is bringing the Musafe Shabbos. You're bringing the Korban Tzibur on Shabbos. She'yesh them Kitzvon. I tell you, how many Musaf do you bring on Shabbos? There's two Kabbonis, that's all. So you know exactly how many kabbonis you have to bring. So Monashach, after they bring these two kabbonis, there's nothing to talk about. You have no right to be there for Shabbos anymore. So it's not cool you're making a mistake not to think you're allowed to do it on Shabbos. You should have known. Or Musaf, there are only two kabbonis, and that's all. So Yom Pesach, Mashenker, when Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos, Shem Le Kitzvah. How many kabbonas do you have to bring today? There's no amount. As many yidin there are to bring kabbonas, you bring. You can bring thousands of kabbonas. So Bezoi, there you can say the person is making a mistake. He thinks that his carbon shlomim, he thinks it's a carbon Pesach, and he thinks today, they brought a carbon Pesach already, so what? He thinks you can bring many carbon sochim. So that's called the toye b'dvar mitzvah, and therefore you potter according to Rabbi Yeshua. This is Rabbi Yeshua's svara. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir says a bigger chiddush. Rabbi Meir Roimer, af ha-shoichet l'shem me'muret tziva potter. Rabbi Meir says, no, even on a regular Shabbos, when you have your carbon mustaf to bring, and somebody brings another carbon, and he thinks he's bringing l'shem musaf, the loch really still is potter. Rabbi Meir says that's still called toye b'dvar mitzvah. Even though there's a kitzvah, how many carbon tzivas you could bring, so what? As long as the carbon tzivah wasn't brought yet, he thinks right now that this is the carbon I'm bringing for the carbon tzivah, is also called toye b'dvar mitzvah. He thinks this is a mitzvah, and really if it would have been what he thinks, you would be allowed to do it, then you potter. What about k'shachatush shloi loichlov? You take the carbon Pesach on Erev Pesach, that Shabbos, and you shecht it shloi loichlov. You shecht it with a machshava that passes the carbon. Or else shloi lemuyev. You shecht it almanas that people should eat it that didn't own the carbon. Larelem. You shecht it now for people that don't have a bris milah. Letzmeyim. You shecht it only that the people that are tommy should use it. Now lochem is chayiv. If you do this on Shabbos, pshiti yishchayiv, because you're making a carbon on Shabbos. This carbon Pesach is possible. You have no right to bring it on Shabbos. So bad, it's not Teich HaShabbat Yichayim. What about Yeshech with the Kavanah? Lo'ichlov v'shloi lo'ichlov. You have a mind for both people. Five of the people could eat. Five of the people can't eat. Whereas Lemuyah v'shloi Lemuyah. Five of the people are appointed on this carbon and five not. Lemulim l'arelim. You have Kavanah for the five people that have a bris milah. For the five people that don't have. Letmeim l'otayrim. For the five people that are Tamei. For the five people that are Tor. Then the Locher is Potter. The Svar is Pshita. Because the carbon Pesach is kosher. We had, when you have both kavanas, we had the Mishnah before, the carbon Pesach is kosher. So mainly you're bringing a carbon Pesach on Shabbos, that is Doich HaShabbos. So therefore, Pshita, it's Potter, because there's no Aveir involved. You're Makayim, it's just carbon Pesach with the Shechita. What about Shochato v'nimtza Balmum? The whoever shechted the animal, now after he shechted, he found out as a Balmum, the locher is Yichayiv. Yichayiv for doing this on Shabbos. So Rashi said, it's not called an Oynis, because a person has a chiyuv to check it out. Rashi says, Chayiv, to Shoygegu, it's called you're a Shoygeg. V'lo Yonis, it's not called you're an Onis. To Hevilel Lefkurein, because this you should have checked out. Before you shecht an animal, it's mutl on you to make sure that animal doesn't have a balmum. You should have checked it out. And if you didn't, that's called the Shoygeg, we blame you, and you Chayiv Echatat if you did it on Shabbos. What about Shochatov and Imsa Treifam? You shechted the animal's carbon Pesach, and afterwards we opened it up and we found it with a Treifam, it depends. The Seisa Potter. If we find it's a treifa someplace inside that you couldn't have told before, then Avadia Potter, you called an honest. What do you want him to do? He couldn't have checked it out before he shechted it. He first found out inside. Shochatu Mashenkin, if it's a treifa that's the Gilui, that you could have checked it out before, then Avadia Bichayim, that's called a Shegging. Because before you shecht the animal, you should check it out, make sure there's no Simone treifas on it. Neither, what about Shochatu, you shechted the carbon Pesach on Shabbos. And after you shechted it then, v'noida, you found out, shemoshchu ha-bailam es yodam. So Bailam went off this carbon Pesach, they like sold it. They don't own it anymore. So chura, nobody owns the carbon Pesach, you don't have a right to shecht it. Oy shemesu. Or now you find out the Bailam died. Right? If there's no Bailam to the carbon, you have no right to bring it. Oy shenitmo. Or else now you find out that the Bailam is tamei, and you have no right to bring the carbon. It is halacha potter. All these cases you're potter. It's called an oinus. Why? That's called you shechted with the right. Because this is not mutl upon you. Your job is now to make a shechit on this korban. The Bailam told you to, so you have a right to Neman. The Bailam told me to, Ms. Tommy is still alive, Ms. Tommy is torn, Ms. Tommy is the chiyuv to bring the korban. My job is to check out the korban, make sure it doesn't have a balmum, make sure it's not a treifa. That's why I have to check out. But if I check those things out, so I'm shechting now with reshus. It comes out the Bailam died, the Bailam was Tomei, that wasn't upon me to check it out, therefore I'm called an honest, I'm potter from a chiyuv carbon. Something more now. But my asking, what